Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hi, this is Zach Mir with the Bulletin Board Heroes here on Share Talk for Monday, the 3rd of August. Starting off with Blue Star Capital, and the point of interest here, I suppose, is the way that the shares bounced off the 50-day moving average at 0.17 and had a decent intraday reversal. Obviously, we'd like to see the stock break last week's resistance, and also, in fact, last month's resistance at 0.21. But if you're an early bird type of trader, while we're above the 50-day line, looking for the big target here at the top of the rising trend channel from early last year, spring of last year, up to 0.42 is the best case scenario target. Another stock which appears to be bubbling under is Barron Oil. The main reason for the inclusion today really is that the shares have had an historic habit of spiking up quite quickly, and maybe this is another example of that. What we've got here is basically the move along the bottom of this rising trend channel from March. Floor of the channel with the 50-day moving average at, let's say, 0.08. And while we're above that, looking for a top of channel target up to 0.16, hopefully on a nice sharp spike over the near term. Stock which is equally enigmatic at the moment is Challenger Acquisitions, and the only reason for looking at it, given that it's not a great charting candidate, very illiquid and all over the place, is just that we seem to be in the run-up to a golden cross buy signal between the 50 and 200-day moving averages. And also, we've had a gap through the 200-day line at 0.13 as well. So above 0.3, potentially we've got some upside here. Favoured destination probably up towards 0.25 pence at the top of that broadening triangle from this time last year. Next contender is Eco Atlantic. And here we've got a situation where obviously it hasn't had a great history. You can see from that particular chart there. But what we've got here is another situation where it looks as though the stock is bumping along the bottom, a bit like Barron Oil, and rising trend channel on the daily chart there from March as well. And also we've broken the 200-day moving average at, let's call it 21 pence, the neckline resistance rather at 21 pence. And above that, on an end-of-day close basis, looking for a top channel target up to 33 pence over the next 4 to 6 weeks. If you're cautious on this situation, maybe wait for a break of the 50-day line at 23.5, but the break of that neckline resistance looks like it could be serious, especially as we've also got the RSI back above neutral 50 as well. More obscure stocks to follow as well in the form of Griffith Mining here. We've broken out of this triangle on the daily chart since May. Also the 20-day moving average at 39.5 and above that 20-day line on an end-of-day close basis. Looking for a best-case scenario, broadening triangle target at 60 pence, hopefully by the end of next month. Stop loss, I suppose, back below 38, 37p would probably do the trick. That would be back taking the shares back within that broken triangle. Another tip for the top on a technical basis is Kavango Resources. Here we've also had a good neckline break. In this case, the neckline May resistance around the 1.6 pence level. We also tested that as new support after the break last week or the week before last. So above 1.6, and especially while we're above that mid-July peak at 1.9 pence, looking for further decent upside. Best case scenario target here over the next 2 to 3 months, while we're above 1.6, would be the top of that broadening triangle from August last year, as high as 5 pence. Sounds rather ambitious, but there we are. That's the setup at the moment. People seem to be crazy about Nuformix at the moment, at least in terms of the tweets that I've seen. Dozens going through the channels at the moment. Here you can see that nominally got an inverted head and shoulders on the daily chart from post-June. But really the easiest play here probably is to wait for an end-of-day close through recent or post-June resistance, post-mid-June resistance at 4.4 pence on an end-of-day close basis before targeting the upside. Just how high the upside could be is suggested by the top of that broadening triangle from March heading up towards 8 pence, which would really take the shares back to where they were in August, stop loss, sorry, in February, March, stop loss on the whole, a recovery argument back below recent support, recent swing low at 3.35 pence if you're already wanting to jump the gun and not go for a 4.4 pence break. The easy stuff of the day, the easy stock of the day, I suppose, is Occhio, which has been highlighted here on many occasions, a bit like a broken record. The current situation is that we're feeling quite chirpy after the latest gap to the upside, gap through 15 pence. So at least while we're above 15 pence, looking for further upside. The technical target, which I think I came up with a week or two ago, was 35 pence at the top of that rising trend channel from August last year. Seemed rather ambitious, but and still maybe seems rather ambitious, but at least while we're above 15 pence, that is still on the cards. This stage only really back below that mid-July peak at 11.5 pence, if you can afford to give the stock that much air, would really be a negative for the setup we have at the moment. Couldn't resist looking at Supply Meat, largely on the basis that it's a stock that rather divides the market. Some people saying that it's not worth very much, and some people are saying that it's going to be worth multiples of where it is at the moment. The interesting thing here is the charting setup. We're in this never-ending, it seems, triangle, falling wedge rather, from May. And top of the wedge now around the 0.06 level, bottom around 0.04. So that's the mini trading range. Two options here, either to buy the support line or wait for an end-of-day close above the resistance line and perhaps even above the 20-day moving average at 0.76. But probably 0.7 plus would be a decent end-of-day close trigger to at least retest the 50-day line area at 0.11 pence. Next up, a stock which has been frustrating in terms of the lack of movement and the lack of momentum, but we seem to have a little bit of fresh momentum here for San Leon Energy, bouncing off the floor of the rising trend channel from the end of February and looking to touch the 50-day moving average at 24 pence. Probably the safest thing here, or the easiest thing here, is to wait for an end of day or maybe an end of week close above the 50 and 200-day moving averages. So, say, let's say 25 pence plus, partly because we had failures for the shares through the 200-day line both in May and in July. So, hopefully, it would be third time lucky for the shares. If we do get through 25, the target then would be 35 at the top of the channel for the following 1 to 2 months. Rather easier situation with no shortage of momentum has been Tiziana Life Sciences. Obviously, the fundraise out of the way. I think what's noticeable today is the way we've got an inside day so far, obviously, but also the way that the low of the day so far at 224 was above the old high. Prior to the spike on Friday at 220. If you're looking for further upside, you'd probably say, well, at least while we're above 220 on an end of day close basis, 280, a 280 retest would be on the cards. But an end of day close above 280 could give us the big target here, maybe the 2 to 3 month target, which is the top of that rising trend channel from January as high as £4.20. But that's only opening up £4.20 on an end of day, or preferably an end of week close above £2.80. But above 210 to 220, the bull argument very much still in place. The last stock of the day is rather less famous than Tiziana, and it comes in the form of WorldSec. Here we've just got a situation where the shares, a bit of an ice rink between, let's say, 4 pence and 8 pence. I want to see an end of day close basically above 8 pence, which is today's open, before regarding the stock as being a potential buying opportunity. Otherwise, a bit of a flash in the pan. That's it from me today. More updates tomorrow.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.